It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, Brentwood realtor Daryl Garrison and educator Lori Fisher. And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Joanne, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. I hope you are having a lovely weekend. It's a wonderful overcast morning out there. I'm sure we're all grateful for that. But I do hope you can spend the next hour with us, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, what we are looking for is your participation. That's very, very important to us. We would love to hear from you. We have two different phone numbers here. One is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We would love to hear from you with a question on just about any subject. We generally shy away from rock and roll and sports, but other than that, the field is pretty much open. You can also email us with a question or an answer or a query of some kind. And that is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one. mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. We would prefer you call, because we enjoy talking to you, and it's nice to hear people's voices, especially our wonderful listeners out there. But if you want to email, that's fine too. Of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. That is as always. And of course, we have a podcast that should be up in a reasonable amount of time after our show today. And that will be also at kalw.org and many other places, but start with KALW. I'm sure they would appreciate that. Okay, we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. Here's the first. Daryl Garrison will be the moderator next week for the annual 42nd annual King's X trivia tournament, where he will finally get to ask me sports questions. Yes,
excellent.
I won't be able to answer them, but you can ask him. And I was looking at your picture here, Daryl, and I don't want to say it's old, but I think I see some cave paintings in the background. So,
thank you. Thank you.
People can come out and see him. They'll see you in person when they show up on August.
That's right. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks to Lori Fisher's decision this week to withdraw from his spot on the Olympic men's rugby team. For the first time ever, there are an equal number of men and women in the Olympics, 5,250 of each.
Yeah, I was surprised to read that. An exact parity. And most importantly, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, will be skipping the San Francisco Marathon this year, as he needs that extra time to prepare to skip it next year.
That's right. Okay. And all that being said, we will start with... Before I get to that, Daryl obviously referred to the 42nd annual King's X Trivia Tournament, which is August 3rd. I'm happy to say that we have a team made up of listeners. That is correct, isn't that, Daryl?
I'm waiting for the confirmation, hoping so, yeah.
But we still can take, if you come very quickly with another team, or if you'd like to be an individual player, we can accommodate you, but you need to let me know. Just send me an email. mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Let me know your interest and I'll pass it along to Daryl. And so it's August 3rd, starting at 1 o'clock, going to 5 o'clock. You can play on a team. You can bring your own team, but you have to let me know as quickly as possible. We would love to see any of our listeners out there.
Dana, if I could, yes. Dana's too humble to say so, but he really is one of the all-time great trivia players. We have many other top trivia players in the Bay Area, too, going head-to-head. There's going to be about 100 really challenging questions. So even if you're not playing, you can certainly come by and watch. This is at Grand Oaks Restaurant and Sports Lounge, 3701 Grand Avenue in Oakland.
That's right. Okay. Thank you, Daryl. Okay. So as I mentioned before, we will begin the questioning with Daryl Garrison.
Okay. Just adjusted for inflation. So we know that the number one movie of all time grossing is Avatar. But adjusted for inflation, 7 of the 10 top grossing films of all time were released in the 20th century. Name them.
So nothing after.
Name the 7 20th century films of the top 10 adjusted for inflation, top grossing of all time. For example, number one, adjusted for inflation, $4.3 billion. Avatar is $2.7 billion or so.
Avatar was not in there. Oh, okay. I was thinking.
Dana, all the Lord of the Rings ones, those are 21st century, right?
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Well, Titanic, obviously.
Titanic is up there. Yep. Second one. Yep. Number two.
Okay.
How about dipping into the way past? How about Gone with the Wind?
Adjusted? That's number one. That's the one that adjusted for inflation, $4.3 billion.
All right. Anything else pre-1960, or do you not want to say?
Yeah, there is one from the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Ten Commandments?
Yes, the Ten Commandments.
Nice.
Hmm. Man, what a terrible movie.
Which are now going to be posted in classrooms, apparently.
Posted in classrooms.
All right, so we need four more.
Yes.
Right. How about Jurassic Park, or one of the Jurassic?
No, not Jurassic Park.
Okay. Is there a Spielberg?
There is a Spielberg, yes.
How about, Dana, I'll ask you, would it be E.T. or the first Indiana Jones? I'll take one. I'll go with E.T.
It is E.T., yes.
All right, there you go. Okay. Well, let's leave that question to our audience now. So just repeat that if you would, Daryl.
Adjusted for inflation, 7 of the 10 top grossing films of all time were released in the 20th century. Name the 7. There's 3 more.
All right. And Laurie, go ahead, please.
All right. Well, I have a semi-sports related question, but it's really a movie question about the Olympics. So I'm going to give you the name of 8 actors or actresses. 4 of them played Olympic athletes, real ones. Okay, you want to know who they are. And 4 of them played Olympic coaches, all of who are famous for either the thing they coach or the person they coach. So the 4 who played athletes are Burt Lancaster. Number 2 is Mark Ruffalo. Number 3 is Margot Robbie, and number 4 is Jared Leto. All of them played real-life Olympic athletes, some of them quite well-known. Okay, and if you just get the sport or anything, that's okay. And then the ones who play coaches, interesting list. It's Kurt Russell, Jason Sudeikis, Hugh Jackman, and John Candy. They played Olympic coaches, so you could just, I don't think you'd know their name, but the sport or the incident. So Burt Lancaster, Mark Ruffalo, Margot Robbie, and Jared Leto, athletes. And Kurt Russell, Jason Sudeikis, Hugh Jackman, and John Candy played coaches.
So I'll do one of each. So Margot Robbie, that'd be I, Tanya, ice skating.
And who was Tanya? Remember her last name?
Harding. Yes.
Yeah, Tanya Harding. Very good.
The coach, John Candy, that's Cool Runnings, the Jamaican bobsled team.
Excellent. His name was Irv Litzer, who I've never heard of, but very good. Okay. A couple bells on that. Dana, what do you
Let's see. The Jason Sudeikis was just in that Boys in the Boat. He was wasn't he the coach with that?
Not the coach in that. He was a coach in a different era. Oh, by the way, about the same era, by the way, now that I think about it.
No, or was it the Jesse Owens one?
Yes.
Was that it? Okay, I knew it was about somebody to do the 36 Olympics. So yeah.
The movie was called Race. He played Larry Snyder, Jesse Owens' coach. Really good on that.
All right. I'm sorry, would you go down the list just once more for me?
The actors who played athletes are Burt Lancaster, Mark Ruffalo, and Jared Leto. And the other two coaches remaining are Kurt Russell and Hugh Jackman.
You know, the Mark Ruffalo, that's a little... Was that the one about the DuPonts, by any chance? Mark Ruffalo, he played a wrestler?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. Yeah, DuPont was played by Steve Carell.
Right.
That's Foxworthy?
Fox Catcher. Foxcatcher is the name, yeah. And he was nominated for Academy Award for it. Very good.
So and let's then about the, go ahead. The Burt Lancaster, I mean, I assume, and I could easily be wrong, is Jim Thorpe All-American.
It is Jim Thorpe All-American. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So we're looking for Jared Leto, The Last Athlete, and we're looking for Kurt Russell and Hugh Jackman. We'll leave those out for our listening audience. Good
all
work,
right.
guys.
Thanks, King. All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We would love to hear from you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Rita in San Francisco.
Hi.
And I have a few Olympics-related questions that I tried. They're not too terribly sports-related.
All right.
So in the first Olympics in 1896, there was an event that we now know as sailing. What was it called back then?
Yachting,
yeah.
Very good.
Nice.
And no medal was given. Do you know why?
No medal in yachting?
No medal in yachting.
Did no one finish the course?
Yes. Can you tell me why?
First Olympics, the 1896, that was in, where was it? Was that Paris? Or
it was Greece.
Athens. Yeah. Sorry.
How about no wind?
That's close enough. It was not held at all because the weather refused to cooperate.
That's good.
Okay, I have another question. What is the largest country by population to have never received a medal in the Olympics?
Ooh. No medals at all.
No medals at all, and this is, again, largest country by population, and they athletes from this country definitely participate in the Olympics.
I have a guess. How about the Philippines?
No.
Joanne is guessing Indonesia.
No.
Okay.
Hmm. Would it be too much to ask what, in general, what part of the world it's in?
It's in Asia.
Okay. Country, let's think about this. So in population. How about Pakistan?
Ooh, you're getting real close.
Well, it's not India, and I'm sure India has won something.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't
India,
it?
Yes.
You're real close. Again, this is a very large country by population.
Right.
And you're in close proximity.
How about, go ahead. Somebody ask again.
Mongolia?
No, I know. I don't think Mongolia has, but it's not. That's not very high in population.
Okay.
So, Afghanistan or Iraq or Iran?
No. Closer to India and Pakistan.
Kazakhstan.
No.
Was this country ever part of the USSR?
No.
Okay.
Afghanistan?
This country was featured in a well-known song.
In a well-known song.
Not well-known enough for me, apparently.
Probably a rock and roll song.
Okay. Bangladesh.
Oh.
The largest, it is the number 11 country by population in the world, and they've never received a medal.
And they participate. Is that right?
And they participate in the Summer Olympics. Yes.
All right. Excellent.
Very good. Right.
Interesting. Okay.
Good question.
Okay, one last one, and that is that since the Olympics started in 1896, 11,182 gold medals have been awarded. What percentage of gold medal winners have retired after winning those medals at the Olympics? And I'm going to say it's more than 50%. And, of course, the usual within 5% is fine.
So when you say retired, you mean they retired from
that's
being in the Olympics anymore, or active athletic participation, or what?
Competitive involvement in their sport, where they would be going for, like, the Olympics, the World Championships, that sort of thing.
Okay. Wow. So it's higher than 50%.
Yeah. It's got to be up there. 85%.
No.
I'm going to go with 75%.
You're so close that you give yourself a bell, because it's 72%.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah,
I was surprised it was so high, but those are the statistics I found. Well, thank you so much. I haven't been able to listen the last few weeks, and I sure have missed Minds Over Matter. Great job. Well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. The two numbers to join us with a question or answer are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. You can also email us at mindsovermatter1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Let's see. James Klein is wondering if Lawrence of Arabia is one of the films, Daryl.
Oh, no, it is not. It is not. There are two from the 1960s, though.
Oh, okay. And, sorry, I neglected to mention you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. Our panel today, that would be Daryl Garrison, realtor in Brentwood, right? Or Danville?
Yes.
Brentwood, sorry. And Lori Fisher teaches at Dabble. I don't know where I am today. Dabble Valley College. This time, what can I call it? And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Let's see now. It's my turn. I got all confused. Okay. I'm going to give you a couple questions here. What are the four states in the U.S.? There are actually five. It's kind of five now, but I'll explain that later. I'll just say five. What are the five states in the U.S. where all roadside billboards are banned? There are five states in the U.S. where all roadside billboards are banned. I'll give you each one guess on that.
I'll guess Hawaii.
Hawaii is one, yes. There you go.
I'll go to my go-to state for state questions, Utah.
No, not Utah.
The billboards in Utah, okay.
So what are the five states in the U.S. where all roadside billboards are banned? Daryl got Hawaii, that's number two. Let's see. The other thing, I'm going to give you a film question here. I'm going to give you four well-known biblical films. They're biblical in some sense, but they're not really all biblical. But the well-known films from the 50s and 60s. And I want you to tell me the Roman emperor that is depicted in each of them. Okay? So who is the Roman emperor? I don't ask the actor who played the Roman emperor. That's kind of hard. But who is the Roman emperor that appears in each of these famous films? Number one, The Robe. 1953, I think. Number two, Quo Vadis. That's 51. Number three, Ben-Hur. 59. And number four, The Fall of the Roman Empire. I think that's 64. So again, what Roman emperor is depicted in each of these films? Number one, The Robe. Number two, Quo Vadis. Number three, Ben-Hur. Number four, The Fall of the Roman Empire. There are actually two in The Fall of the Roman Empire, so I will take either one of those.
Is one of them in The Fall of the Roman Empire? Was it Nero around for that?
That is not the fall of the Roman Empire, no.
Okay.
Once more, just the question, what are the five states where all roadside billboards are banned? Daryl got Hawaii, which is correct. One of the other states on that list. And who are the Roman emperors depicted in these films? Number one, the robe. Number two, Quo Vadis. Number three, Ben-Hur. Number four, the fall of the Roman Empire. There are two in that. One dies and the son takes his place. So
Pontius Pilate was not an emperor?
No, he was not.
He's like a leader, right? Yeah.
No. Yeah. Mm. He washed his hands of the whole thing.
He did.
And all right, I'm going to throw in one more film question, if you don't mind. What is the only Marx Brothers film in which they all used their regular names, Groucho, Chico, and Harpo, as their character names?
Mm.
What is the only Marx Brothers film in which they all used their regular names, Groucho, Chico, and Harpo, as their character names in the film?
No.
That's a great question. Let's see.
I don't know.
Did they ever appear in a movie like with Jack Benny or more?
Yeah, you know, could have been something later where they're well established. How about a later film for them, Dana?
You have to give me a name.
Oh,
well, we wanted that time period. There were some after. Yeah, I can kind of picture them, but not. I don't know.
All right. Okay.
Leave it out there.
So just once more, the five states in the U.S. where all roadside billboards are banned. Daryl got Hawaii. The only Marx Brothers film in which they all use their regular names, Groucho, Chico, and Harpo, as their character names in the film. And who are the Roman emperors depicted in these famous films? Number one, the robe. Number two, Quo Vadis. Number three, Ben-Hur. Number four, the fall of the Roman Empire. There are two different emperors in that. Okay.
You've got to have Nero in there somewhere, yes? Nero for one of them?
I don't answer general questions.
Okay, all right. So, Laura, you did fall of the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
How about Nero for Quo Vadis?
That is correct. Nero was played by, you want to guess?
Peter Ustinov?
Peter Ustinov, yeah. Same factor. Okay, there we go. All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Is this Joe Redman from Tulsa?
No, hi, Joe.
Hey, hi. From Tulsa. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. If I can remember right, I've got some answers for the movie questions, but I have a couple of movie questions to ask you. Which one do you want first?
Whatever's fastest, Joe.
Go ahead, Joe. Ask us a movie question.
All right. Well, these are just two easy ones that I thought off the top of my head. Paul Newman was in only two movies that he made sequels to. The one that everybody knows is Fast Eddie Felsen and The Hustler. But what was the other one? And I need the character's name.
Uh-oh. Huh.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. What kind of genre is the movie, or were the movies?
Well, I think that would be pretty much a giveaway to the movie experts.
Not to me.
Okay. Did he make a cameo in The Sting 2?
No. This is a regular movie. The only big hint I'll give you, it was far less popular than the original, but it still was a workable, good movie.
Yeah, that's good. He never came back as HUD. He died. Yeah. He died in Butch Cassidy, so he didn't make a comeback there. I'm trying to think.
This is not as easy as I thought. I don't think I know this, Joe.
Well, do I reveal it or do we keep it open?
No, reveal it. Tell us.
It would be Lou Harper in The Drowning Pool.
Good job. Yes, you're
nice.
Right.
So that's good.
And here's my next easy question. this is just one that I think some of the literary people will know it. But Marlon Brando made one movie and the screenplay was written by Lillian Hellman. Can you name it?
Is that The Chase?
You got it.
All right.
Wow. Good job.
That's great.
If I can remember well, I'd like to try to answer a couple of the questions.
Go ahead.
All right. Sure. If it hasn't been answered before, I mean, yet, on the Roman emperors?
Yes.
One of them would be Caligula by Jay Robinson for The Robe. And
The Robe, that's correct, yep. Okay, we'll leave it on that one so we can give other people a chance to answer if they want.
Do you want me to give the others or leave it for the others?
Leave it for the others, yeah.
Okay, and the other question was, and I may have been answered, was in the movies that have made the most money in the 60s, was one of them Sound of Music?
That is, Sound of Music. That's one of them.
Good job. Yeah.
Good work.
And I think I got a couple answers for some of the other things I heard, but I'll let it go. And I hope everybody can attend next week because I'm looking forward to it, and that's the tournament.
All right.
He's flying in from Tulsa.
He's flying in from Tulsa. Okay, Joe, take care of yourself.
You're good.
Bye-bye.
Did you know there was going to be a Tulsa contingent at the contest? That's great.
as Joe is living there, yeah, there was at all. Yeah. Anyway, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy hearing from you. If you want to give us a call, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. And let's see, some emails here. Tristan is saying, I do not remember seeing billboards in New York, New Jersey, or California. Well, then you didn't have your eyes open, did you? Because there are plenty of billboards around. No, thank you. Tristan, I'm sorry, but that those are not the states on the list. And Judith says, there are none in Vermont, and that is true. Vermont is one of the states where there are no billboards. So good job on that.
Yeah.
And John also said there are no billboards in Vermont. That is correct. And James said the Roman emperor in Quo Vadis was Nero. That is also correct, of course. All right. And Daryl, I think it's your turn.
Okay, I have the first lines of four famous novels. Name the novels. Whether I shall turn out to be the hero of my own life, or whether that station will be held by anybody else, these pages must show. Second one. 124 was spiteful.
What was the third one?
In my younger and more vulnerable years, my father gave me some advice that I've been turning over in my mind ever since. And the fourth one, it was a queer, sultry summer, the summer they electrocuted the Rosenbergs, and I didn't know what I was doing in New York.
Well, the first one is David Copperfield, I think.
That is David Copperfield.
And the third one, I think, is The Great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby, yes, correct.
Could you read the second one, 124?
Sure. 124 was spiteful. And the fourth one, it was a queer, sultry summer. The summer of the Rosenbergs, and I didn't know what I was doing in New York.
Is that the bell jar?
It is the bell jar.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Okay. All right. So do we have one left on that?
Yeah, 124 was spiteful.
120. So is that a date, 124?
It's a number. It's a three-digit number, 124. 124 was spiteful.
It's not 1984, but I think it's a dystopian.
124.
Yeah, referring to people as numbers. Let's leave it out.
Not even close. Not even close, Lori.
No? Okay. No. Oh, good. All right. So ignore me.
124. All right, Daryl, why don't you give us another question since we took up most of that one.
So okay, sure. The United States Postal Service has established a specific address for Santa Claus. It's 123 Elf Road, the North Pole. It's actually in Washington, D.C., with a very cute and unique zip code. What is Santa's North Pole zip code?
Santa's North Pole So it ties into Christmas in some sense?
Yes.
Some way?
Yep. In some sense. Mm-hmm.
And but they're all numbers.
Yes. A 5-digit number.
Okay.
One of these that looks like a word when you
it looks
you
like know, something. Yeah.
You know,
it looks
like something. Like a Christmas tree?
Something.
All right.
Hmm. Okay. Think about that.
Okay.
All right. Just repeat that if you would, please.
Sure. What is the USPS? This was established just a few years ago because all the kids' letters were kind of going wherever. So you can actually snail mail Santa. 123 Elf Road, the North Pole. What is Santa's North Pole zip code? It's a very cute and unique zip code.
Are all five numbers the same number?
They could be.
How about all sevens? Because they look a little like candy canes.
No, not sevens.
Okay. But am I thinking right? Like it might be.
Yes.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. I believe that Tiberius Roman Empire, it was Roman Empire in the Rome movie in 1953.
No, the Rome is Caligula. No, that's not Tiberius.
Maybe both of them were in that period. But if you Google it,
it's possible, but in the movie, it's just Caligula.
Yeah. Well, okay, so last week, we talked about hydrogen gas. I taught nuclear physics at Cal and National University for like 4 decades. That's really an important issue because hydrogen gas comes from the ground. So if you live in the basement, you get most of it. So let us talk about hydrogen gas decay. What kind of nuclear decays do we have? We have three. Do you know what they are? Three different decays. When an atom decays or nucleus decays, again, three different forms.
So you're asking...
Are you asking something like half-life?
No, well, of course, all of them have half-life, but they're in three different modes. I will tell you because it's kind of very, very specious. Okay. One of them is alpha particles, which is the most dangerous. Second is beta particles, which is just electrons. And the third one is gamma rays, was just like very intense form of X-rays.
Oh, that's very, the Hulk. Intense. Yes.
Yeah, so that's really important. Now, the worst of them is alpha particles. It is the most damaging. So guess which one radon gas emit when it decays? Out of the three. The worst one.
Gamma.
Alpha particles. So when you breathe it in your lung, it goes in your lung, it decays very quickly, it has a very short lifetime, to polonium. Not plutonium, I'm talking polonium, not plutonium. And polonium is a solid. So it sits in your lung and gives you cancer. So it is very cancer-causing gas, and everybody living in a basement or close by in the basement, please get your basement air inside, get checked for radon gas. I believe some cities do it for free. And many people are not aware of that, but, you know, this is part. Okay, talk about Roman emperors. First, I started with a very simple question. Where would you find the oldest synagogue in the world? What city and what country?
I have whiplash from that segue. jeez.
Sorry.
Let's see.
Where are all the synagogues in the world?
The oldest.
Oh, the oldest.
Oldest synagogue in the world. So my guess would be Alexandria, Egypt.
You're very close.
Cairo.
It is in Cairo. It's called Ben Ezra Synagogue. It's the most beautiful thing. I will email you a picture. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. And it's over 1,200 years old. It also have several hundreds of Jewish writing that are beautiful. I forget the name. It has a name. Okay, there goes the next one. Where would you find the oldest monastery in the world?
Oh, that is in the Sinai, I believe.
You're right. But what country?
Wow.
Nice. In
Egypt. Well,
it's
of course Egypt.
It's Sinai in Egypt, yeah. It's on a mountain.
Now,
it's on a mountain.
There's an emperor story about that monastery. What is the name of the monastery?
Oh, I cannot remember. It's Saint Is it St. Catherine and, or something?
Beautiful, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. St. Catherine. St. Catherine. In my opinion, most all of this, not just Nero, most of this Roman emperors were crazy. All right. That brings one of them, actually, to the story. Who is St.
Crazy,
Catherine?
You say?
Yeah, they were crazy. They were really, I mean, I don't know, maybe part of inner marriage or something. But, you know, I mean, Nero was not the only one. He was supposedly burned Rome. Okay, so what St. Catherine was named after St. Catherine. Where was St. Catherine was born, in what city in Egypt?
Hmm.
He mentioned before. He said it before.
Alexandria.
So her actual total name is St. Catherine of Alexandria. She was born 287 A.D. So she also was called St. Catherine of the Wheel. Now, that was the emperor come in that process. So the emperor, at that time, his name was, they had different spelling, but Maximus, the easy way, Maximus. He fell in love with the Athenian Olga, and he wanted to marry her, and she refused. So what did he do to her?
He tied her to a wheel and
tore her apart. Beautiful dinner. So what happened to the wheel? When St. Catherine touched the wheel, what happened to the wheel?
What happened to the wheel?
Yeah. A beautiful story.
Well.
See, the wheel actually had like sharp engine to cut her in pieces. So what happened to the wheel?
I'll tell you the answer.
The wheel disintegrated. She touched the wheel, and the wheel disintegrated and survived that episode. He asked her again to marry him again, and she refused. So what did he do to her? He cut her head. So after he cut her head, I tell you, all of them were crazy. Not just
seems very counterproductive to me, but all right.
Yeah, I know. All right, but we'll just go forward. What happened to
all right, Eid, we got other callers here, so we have to.
Okay, just one. I'll tell you the story. She was carried by angels to Mount Sinai, and this where her body is buried, and this where St. Catherine a church is, or monastery is built on that site. It's a bit of a story. Please Google it. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call, 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, or toll free, 866-798-8255. We're a little past halfway, so let's quickly repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Daryl, we'll start with you.
Yes. We have two left. The top grossing films of all time adjusted for inflation, one from the 60s, one from the 70s. And what is Santa's North Pole zip code according to the USPS?
All right. Lori?
Yeah, I'm looking for movies about the Olympics, and I have one athlete, Jared Leto. What Olympic athlete did he play? And two coaches, Kurt Russell and Hugh Jackman. And what did they coach, or who did they coach?
Kurt Russell. That would have been for the hockey team, the ice hockey team. Miracle on Ice, 1980.
Yep, he did. He played for Brooks. Very good.
And did Jared Leto play Steve Prefontaine? Was that it?
He did. That's great, Dana. Yeah, Steve Prefontaine, the marathon runner from Oregon.
Okay, I don't remember the name of the movie, though. I do not.
Yeah, it was Prefontaine.
Yep.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we're only looking for Hugh Jackman, the coach.
All right, Hugh Jackman, the coach. All right, and what are the five states in the U.S. where all roadside billboards are banned? So far we have Hawaii and Vermont, one of the other three states on that list. And what is the only Marx Brothers film in which they all use their regular names as their character names, Groucho, Chico, and Harpo? And I gave you a list of famous films that take place during the Roman Empire period. And I want you to tell me the emperor that is depicted in each of them. We have The Robe, Quo Vadis, Ben-Hur, and The Fall of the Roman Empire. The Robe is one of our... People got Caligula. Quo Vadis was Nero, but we're still looking for the one from Ben-Hur and The Fall of the Roman Empire. And that's two emperors depicted in that. Let's see. Okay, I'm just trying to think here. Deborah is saying that 124 was spiteful, the first line, is Beloved by Toni Morrison.
Yes, yeah. 124 was a ghost, yes.
That's right.
All right, there you go. Good job.
Very good. How about on the states with no billboards? Is Maine one of them?
Maine is one of them. Very good. Right. Yes. Right. Okay. And Lori, I think it's your turn.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I have a question about kind of geography maps and the Olympics. I have three short questions. Number one, all the Olympic events are being held in France, the country of France, not all in Paris, except one. One is not being held. And what's the sport and where is it being held?
Oh, there you go. That's, I know that one. That is surfing in Tahiti.
Yeah, it's in French Polynesia, Tahiti.
Oh, that's interesting.
It is surfing. Very good. All right. So these are related a little bit. How many countries are represented, different countries or Olympic municipalities are represented in the Olympics this year? I'll kind of give you the 5% rule. So take a guess on that one first.
I think it's like 192.
You know, I'll take it. It's 206. Okay, so that's close enough.
Oh, municipalities. Okay.
And then I looked at the list by alphabet. I was going to do KLW. It's too long. There are six countries in the Olympics that start with the letter K. I'll give you 1.5 each.
Kiribati?
Yes, very good.
Kazakhstan.
Yep. Kazakhstan is one. How about one more between you?
Kenya.
Yeah. Let's leave the other three out. So very good. You ran their thing. Surfing is not being held in France. And 206 countries. And Kenya, Kiribati, and Kazakhstan are the three we've got. We're looking for three more Ks in the Olympics.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good morning. It's Bill in El Cerrito.
Hi, Bill.
Hey. Let's see. Daryl, for your top grossing films, how about Jaws?
No. Jaws was the number one film of all time, but not adjusted for inflation until it was the number one film of all time until it was beaten by another film. But Jaws is a good guess, but no.
Okay. And Dana, the states banning roadside billboards.
Yes.
Is Rhode Island among those?
Rhode Island is Rhode Island is the one that was sort of on the borderline because they didn't ban old billboards, but as of, I think, 2005, they banned new billboards. So they're sort of some old and but no new. Yes,
okay.
Rhode Island.
All right. And for number five, is Massachusetts the other one?
No, is not.
Okay. All right. Since we're on a big movie day, I have a list of 12
Ooh.
Acting families who extend through at least three generations. I'd like you to give me any six of these families and name one member of each generation.
Well, Walter Houston, my favorite actor, and of course John Houston, his son, and what's her name, the daughter,
Angelica
Houston. So there's one.
No, you've got to go on that one. I should have. I forgot to add. There are two that go four generations deep.
Well, Barrymore. Let's see. Well,
Joanne is guessing the Barrymore since she has Lionel John and Drew.
Well, Lionel John and Drew are only two generations.
Oh, is Ethel in the middle? No, she's
a
Lionel and John.
Yeah, Drew's a granddaughter. That's yep. more than two generations.
Yep.
Well, John and Lionel and Ethel's parents were actors too, but I don't know if they were in. Are these? Did they all have to be in movies or just actors?
No, stage, film, TV, anything that got an acting credit.
Yeah, well, their parents were I think their name were Blythe, but
yeah, Blythe, yeah.
But yeah, so they were on stage.
Yeah,
correct. Then, do you know either one of their names?
No, I do not. Not their first names.
Yeah, so the father's name was Maurice.
Maurice Blythe. Okay.
Okay.
And then you've
You've got the Barrymores and the Houstons, except for the fourth generation.
And you've got the Fondas. You've got Jane and Henry and Bridget.
Oh,
yes.
The fourth generation of the Houstons, Danny. Is Danny the fourth generation?
Nope, Danny's part of the third generation.
Okay, all right. Don't know then. All right, so acting families. Just trying to think here. Which other ones do we have? Huh.
Three generations. Okay.
Yeah. Ooh,
what about the Chaplins?
Ooh. Great. Name the names.
Yeah, Una O'Neill, right?
Yeah. And Sydney, mm-hmm. Chaplin, and Charlie.
That's right.
Yeah. Very good.
And Una was named after her grandmother.
Eugene O'Neill's, right?
Geraldine. Yeah. John, I'm sorry. Yes,
Geraldine.
Geraldine, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Una is Geraldine's daughter,
right?
And Una is Charlie's wife,
right? And Una was the daughter of Eugene O'Neill.
No, no,
she wasn't.
No,
that was
Una. Una is a daughter and a granddaughter, but not of Eugene O'Neill.
No, okay. Chaplin's wife, Una. Was I thought the daughter?
Yes,
of Eugene O'Neill.
Chaplin's right. Chaplin's wife was Eugene O'Neill's daughter.
Yes.
But
okay.
Una Chaplin is whose daughter?
Well, didn't you say is she Geraldine's daughter or Sydney's daughter?
Yes, she's okay. Geraldine's daughter. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, all right, we're not making much progress here as far as the.
Well, you have. You're halfway to your goal, plus three quarters of a fourth one.
It's a lot.
The Redgraves. How about that?
Mm.
There you go. Okay, give me all four.
Michael.
Well, yeah, Michael,
Vanessa, and Lynn.
Vanessa.
Is Nicholson, Juliet Nicholson, is she in there somewhere?
No, it's I'm just trying to think of the Redgraves. Corin, no, I don't know if he was in movies or not. Who is he?
Any one name from any generation is all I'm looking
for.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Or how about the Coppolas?
The Coppolas. No, the Coppolas didn't make it. They all fell into two generations.
Hmm. All right, well, you better fill in the rest of the blanks for us here.
Okay, so the missing Houston is Jack. That's Tony's son.
Okay.
That's the fourth generation. On the Redgraves, the first generation was Michael's father, Roy. The fourth generation there is Natasha and Jolie Richardson, Vanessa's daughters.
Right.
Okay. And then, for example, some of the easy ones, the Arquettes. Cliff,
right. Yeah.
Lewis and Rosanna, Patricia, Richmond, Alexis, David, yada, yada, yada. And then just for your own knowledge, the Carradines, the Howards, the Reynolds/Fishers, the Robertses, and the Sutherlands.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for the great show. Talk to you later.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the question. All right. Thank you very much. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We have a couple of lines open, so if you want to give us a quick call with a question or answer, those two numbers are area code 415 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. All right. Who has a quick question you want to throw in?
I can do my last quick one. Founded in 1496, what city is the oldest continuously inhabited European settlement in the Americas?
St. Augustine. Is that St. Augustine, Florida, or Santa Fe, New Mexico?
Neither. In the Americas. Founded in 1496, what city is the oldest continuously inhabited European settlement in the Americas?
Santo Domingo?
It is Santo Domingo.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
All right, Laura, do you have a quick question?
I do. I was reading a little bit about the history of Baskin-Robbins' 31 flavors. Why'd they pick 31 to be in their title?
Why 31? Interesting. Were they in 31 states?
No.
Is 31 an important number to the company for some particular reason?
In a way, I think it was a marketing idea. So, I think they made it important to the way they were thinking about their product.
Okay. All right. Just repeat that question, please.
Yeah. Why did Baskin-Robbins, why is it 31 flavors? Why did they decide on that? There was kind of a marketing strategy or some ideas behind it.
All right. That out. Okay. And once more, the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good afternoon and morning, folks. It's Sparky and Maddie here in Connecticut. Hi. How are you all doing?
Hey.
Good. Hi.
All right. I would think the last state with no billboards, if you're going to go, from Vermont to Maine, you're probably not going to come across any in New Hampshire either.
No, not New Hampshire.
Huh, surprise. All right, Dana, I'm all over this one. The only Marx Brothers movie in which the character names are Papa, Gaucho, Chico, and Zeppo is Monkey Business.
That is correct.
Very good. Nice.
Very good.
That is correct.
Yeah, it's essentially, I love that movie. It's essentially plotless, but, they're on a ship and then they go in. But, hey, it's a lot of fun anyway.
Yep.
And
plotless Marx Brothers movie. That's wild.
Yeah. All right, we're done. See ya.
All right, thank you very much. Bye. Okay. And let's see, let me ask you a quick question here. What is the longest river that's entirely in the state of California? What's the longest river that is entirely within the state of California?
Sacramento?
Yes.
Yes,
oh,
nice.
Right. Yeah, very good. Okay, good job.
Hey, Lori, on the 31, does that have to do with the number of days in the month? Like you can have a flavor of ice cream for every day of the month?
That is exactly it. They promised a different flavor, a rotating different flavor every day of the month. That's good. Very good figuring that out. Excellent.
Oh, interesting. Larry sent an email, actually, was wondering, was Baskin-Robbins trying to outdo Howard Johnson's 28 flavors? Mm.
That might have been in their thinking. It's not what I read, but I can't imagine that they would have gone with 27. Yeah, 31 seems clever. And I think initially every day they had a flavor no one had seen before.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, very good.
So how early in their development did they have the 31 flavors? Was that a much later development, or do you know?
In what I read, it says in 1945, they launched their ice cream store with 31 flavors with that idea in mind. So that's pretty early. It's probably, I don't know when Howard Johnson said it's 28.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's so 1945. It was their initial idea to attract people to them, and that was sort of their gimmick of marketing. It worked.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I suppose Heinz 57 varieties, they decided not to compete with ice cream. Anyway, but it may be the same thing. 57, get a number in there for marketing. Yeah. Hey, as far as a state, I thought New England, maybe there's a... Okay, so I'll go with Connecticut, because I still think New England is a is a good
not statue. Connecticut. So, but we do have Maine, Vermont, and Rhode Island in New England, but not Connecticut.
Not Connecticut. And I'm no. skipped over Massachusetts, of course. Okay, here's an interesting thing. Are you ready? I just learned this. What is older, how many years? When did sharks first appear on Earth? Take a guess.
April 7th.
No.
Yeah.
65 million years ago.
How many?
65 million.
Way more than that.
137 million. I'm going with.
Actually, the answer is 450 million years ago, which makes sharks much older than the rings of Saturn.
Whoa!
Rings of Saturn is only 400 million years ago. Isn't that crazy? You think something in outer space is, so here's the more interesting thing. How do we know how old the rings of Saturn are?
Because they have to be 50 million years older than sharks. Or 50 or years younger.
50 million years younger than sharks.
Sharks, yes.
The rings of Saturn, 400 million years old. How do we know that so precisely?
How do we know?
You don't know?
No, I do not know.
Oh. A recent exploration of Mars, the Cassini space mission, which got really close and photographed it, and they could see whatever particles on it that could not have accumulated. Anyway, it's kind of interesting to me that we're making these precise measurements about outer space only recently. The Cassini space probe.
All right.
Kind of curious. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
And time to clean up here. Daryl, I'll start with you.
Sure. So the cute zip code for our little snowman is 88888 for Santa's zip code.
Oh.
And then adjusted for inflation, top movie of the 70s would have been Star Wars, the first Star Wars movie. And the other 60s movie was Dr. Zhivago.
Oh, all right.
That's a surprise.
All right. Murray?
Let's see. The only actor we didn't get was Hugh Jackman. Anybody know? He was the coach of, remember Eddie the Eagle, the first ski jumper in Britain? Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
It was kind of a comic movie. He played that guy. And then we missed, you probably would have gotten them. The three countries that start with K that are in the Olympics that we did not get are Kuwait, Kosovo, and Kyrgyzstan. We got Kazakhstan. It was also Kyrgyzstan, and that's it for me.
All right. The state where all roadside billboards are banned that nobody got, that's Alaska. Alaska. Let's see. The Roman Emperor is depicted in these films. Ben-Hur was Tiberius, and the fall of the Roman Empire was Marcus Aurelius and Commodus. Trying to think. Anything else that hasn't been answered yet? I guess that's it. So my thanks to Daryl Garrison, realtor at Brentwood, Lori Fisher, teacher at Davo Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Joanne Marr for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We hope you have a great week. If you feel like playing in our tournament on August 3rd, just send me an email. Do it as quick as you can, and I'll pass that along to Daryl. And above all, as I said, our thanks to you out there for taking the time, and we enjoy doing the show very much, and we hope you enjoy it too, and please join us next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.